something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Baptism, Communion, and the Church.
Hallelujah. Look at this. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. I'm going to read from verse 15. Notice what it says here. From verse 15, I speak as the wise men. Judge ye what I say. Next verse. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? You see that? For we, being many, are one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Let me show you some more. Look at this. Verse 18. Behold, Israel after the flesh. That is, he says, the Israel of the Old Testament, the natural, human natural Israel is referring to them now. Are not they which eat of the sacrifices partakers of the altar? What say I then? Listen. That the idol is anything, or that which is offered in sacrifice to idols is anything? But I say that the things which the Gentiles, the heathen, sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And I would not that ye should have fellowship with devils. Oh. So if I'm eating with people who have made sacrifices to devils, even though I'm not seeing the devils, I am having fellowship with devils. So he says, he warns them. Verse 21, ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. What is it teaching us here? It matters where we go. It matters where we go. And you find a Christian brother and a Christian sister. They have been Christians for a long time. Now they have a little bambino. And you carry that child, and what happens? They don't understand why his head is not standing on his shoulder. All the time. All the time. All the time. And then every once in a while when it looks like this, even they are scared. They know something is wrong with the child. But nothing is wrong with either of them. Because with their faith, they have been able to suppress demonic things in their lives. But they have had fellowship with demons. Now they have passed that devil to the child. And they're wondering, where did it come from? Where did it come from? He warned you. He warned you. If you as a brother, you marry a sister that has demons in her life, you're going to have fellowship with demons. Why you and the lady may not necessarily experience any serious or severe problems with demons, very likely, because demons have been here from the deadless past. They've been here. So they don't mind waiting. They don't mind waiting till children start coming before they start manifesting themselves. Because if they manifest themselves, they know you have faith. You send them away, so they are quiet. But all the time, you've been carrying them everywhere. And you notice something about yourself. Every once in a while, you are rebellious. The sign has been there. You just didn't know. Every once in a while, the pastor is preaching about something, you get angry. Mm-hmm. Why should he talk like that? Then you calm down again. You are nice again. Every once in a while, there's this manifestation, you know, of some bitterness in your life. Someone has wronged you. Every time you see him, you are upset. But because of God. Oh, because of God. Because of God. You are doing because of God. So you are suppressing. You didn't forget. You are suppressing. So the demons are suppressed. But soon, they'll start showing up in your children. Very rebellious. And sometimes very wicked. And the demons can wait till the boy is 15 years old. They're nice until they grow up. Then you just hear, I don't want to come to church anymore. I just want to tell you I'm not a Christian. You say, what? He's not scared of you. Why? Because demons are there talking. He's not talking by himself. He has grown with these demons. Hatred for Christ. Hatred for the church. Hatred. And you might be making excuses for him. You know, the reason he hates the church is because, you know, the church has actually mistreated us. The church mistreated you. Your life changed when you came to the church. Now you say the church mistreated you. You know, the reason my son doesn't want to come to church is because what the pastor 3 years ago did to us, my son has not forgotten. How can he forget when the mother didn't forget? So I'm saying to you, I would not that you should have fellowship with devils. Careful. Careful. Because when the enemy strikes, he's a strategist. He looks for the best way to destroy the most. He goes for the most number. If he knows that he can wait a little and take a whole lot of people, he'll rather wait than destroy one person and get in trouble. So he'll just wait. But you see, if you're following Jesus and his word and listening to the Holy Ghost, you will have a greater strategy than Satan could ever plan. You still with me? So, back to that 1 Corinthians chapter 11. We're in verse 25 now. 25. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Next. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Next. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily, read, shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. So what? Next. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Examine yourself. All right. So it's something we do sullenly. We don't misbehave and act as if the communion doesn't matter. All right? You do it reverently. Next verse. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Here he's dealing with an unworthy manner, irreverently. When you're eating the communion, when we're serving the communion, do it reverently. Do it what? Reverently. Do it reverently. Otherwise, you're eating and drinking damnation, condemnation to yourself, not discerning the Lord's body. Well, message titled for this course. You've got to listen to both teachings, the two parts. All right. Now, notice that last line, not discerning the Lord's body. Next verse. For this cause, that's where we got the title from. Many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep, die. For this cause, many are weak and sickly. There's some Christians that are sickly. They're coming in and out of one sickness or the other. They always have some complaints. Today is my back. Tomorrow is my front, my shoulder, my leg, my hand. They always are, my head. Sickly. Often coming from the hospital. I'm just coming from the clinic. The next time you meet them, I'm on my way to the clinic. I just returned from the clinic. I was on leave. What sick leave? I just came back. I'm traveling, medical examination. I just arrived from London. I was there for 3 weeks. Their journey is just from hospital to hospital, medical attention all the time. Sickly among you, and they don't know why. Bible tells us there's a cause. They don't discern the body of Christ. Go and listen to that message.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries, or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234-812-851-9834 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. Thank you and God bless you.